The Indonesia earthquake. Christians answer with emergency relief. There's been a breakthrough in technology for audio scripture distribution, and many hands take the message of hope to Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Indonesia, where another disaster has hit the world's largest Muslim nation. Saturday, a magnitude 6.2 earthquake killed more than 5,000 people on the island of Java. Operation Blessing International's Mark McClendon is in Yogyakarta, the hardest hit area.
It just absolutely decimated the homes of tens of thousands of homes. Hundreds of thousands have been left homeless, sleeping outdoors, for fear of going inside because an aftershock or another earthquake could bring whatever's left down on them.
National OBI staff formed seven teams handing out 20,000 family-sized emergency relief kits in what McClendon calls a difficult area.
This is a very Muslim area that has been very resistant to the gospel. It's just amazing how people's hearts soften when they feel helpless and there's nowhere to turn to. And yet, that's the moment where we can come and we can demonstrate God loves them.
Next, Food for the Hungry is on the ground with two teams in the quake-damaged Yogyakarta region. With the death toll growing, FHI teams are distributing emergency shelter material and other supplies. They'll soon be addressing sanitation and clean water needs. Continue to pray for those impacted by this devastating earthquake. Pray, too, that the hands of the teams would reflect the love and hope of Christ to the survivors in this difficult time. You're listening to Mission Network News. Audio Scripture Ministries is celebrating a breakthrough. Partner company MegaVoice just released the Ambassador Player. With recent technology and pricing, the digital player now fits many needs for placing God's Word in audio. It can hold up to 160 hours of material, has quality sound, it's small, sturdy, and solar-powered. The potential for ministry growth could explode to spread God's Word to non-readers through this tool. Meanwhile, Transworld Radio's Jim Munger says they're moving on their desire to reach Spanish-speaking people. TWR just bought airtime on KCKN, a 50,000-watt AM radio station in Roswell, New Mexico. The station reaches into both Mexico and a large area in the western United States. It's a strategic placement for new growth because Spanish is the world's third most spoken language after Mandarin Chinese and English. It also ranks second in terms of native speakers.
We've begun to broadcast every night into Mexico with gospel programming. We've just begun broadcasting, and most of the programming until now on the station has been English, so we're establishing a new audience.
They're hoping to increase the hours on the New Mexico station. Munger goes on to say that there's a possibility of getting on new stations along the Mexican border. The urgency?
There's a window of time while they're a little bit disoriented and looking for where they're going to be and what they're going to do. We have a window of perhaps 10 years where we can reach them with the gospel because their foundations are shaky.
And volunteers' passion for the Great Commission inspires the people they help, as well as inspires others to serve. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says 15 ECM helpers qualified for America's Presidential Volunteer Service Award. Even with a job well done in 2005, their work doesn't end there.
We have a big need right now for people who can translate materials from English into various African languages. In fact, one of our volunteers last year was from Argentina and did some translation work in Spanish for us.
A vision for service and evangelism is all that's needed.
All of our programs present the love of Jesus and present that Jesus is the only hope. So even those who are working in support capacities are helping to make that known because they're helping to make the whole thing happen.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.